We count 380 years. That's the way the Seferim used to cheshbon prior to Churban Bayit Sheni. And the Gemara said, what was the math? It's 6 years into the reign of the Yevanim. The Gemara suggested, it was Rav Acher Bar Yaakov's suggestion, maybe what we're counting to is really not Malchus Yevanim, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, Poshet, the Kasha is, Mechatesi, it's the Yevanim. Maybe it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Malchus Yevanim is 380 years prior. Yitzias Mitzrayim is 1,380 years prior. Really, it could be either one. Right? Now, truth is, we say 380, not 1,380, but that the Gemara doesn't think is such a kasha. Maybe Shofkin on the Alpha Kam, the Noktin on Alpha Basri. But the point is, that was the Gemara's kasha. Now, also, I think as Yidden, we can have a heritage that probably makes more sense to count to a milestone in our religion rather than a milestone related to the Greeks. What do we have to do with the Greeks, right? So, again, you can feel the heritage of the kasha, but I think the kasha is even more than that. And it's really based on Dvarim Yoduin from the Ramban. Again, some of these Rambans, we always speak this out, from the Chassam Sofer and the Tzava, are literally Rosh Amuna Amoin. This is one of them. With the Ramban, in Parshas Boy, on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, Rosh Chadashem Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshi Hashanah. I'll just read one paragraph. V'tam HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashem, She'yimnu Oysa Yisrael Chodesh Rishon. In the Torah, there are no names to months, right? Today's Rosh Chodesh. There's no names to months. It's a Chodesh HaRishon, it's a Chodesh HaSheni, it's a Chodesh HaShlishi, a Chodesh HaRavi, right? There's no names to the months. We're counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Says the Ramban, the Oimek is that Umimenu Yimnu Chol HaChadoshim. We want that Chodesh Nisan should be the first month, and from that, we should use a reference to all the other months. Sheni, Shlishi, Atashlo, Mashon, B'Shneim, Asa, Chodesh, until you finish the month with the 12th month. Kidei Shiyah, Zezdi, Karmen, Asagot. And the purpose of it is that through counting the months, there'll be a Zikaron to the great miracle. Ki B'chol Eis, Shenaskir, HaChadoshim. So that every time you mention the month, you say this is the 8th month, the 9th month, the 6th month, the 5th month. Yehanes Nisgar. The miracle will be remembered. Va'al Kain says the Ramban, Ein l'chadoshim shem b'Torah. That's why the months were not given a name in the Torah. Elo yoymer b'chodesh ha-shlishi. Va'oymer v'ahi b'ashon ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-sheni na'lo anon. U'b'chodesh ha-shvi b'echol l'chodesh v'goymer v'chein kulon. U'kemoyshe t'yaskir b'yoym Shabbos. And just like says the Ramban, that we remember Shabbos b'mnoiseinu mimenu echad b'Shabbos v'sheni b'Shabbos kasher afarish, like I'm going to explain in Parshas Yisra, right? That's where he talks about this, right? It doesn't say in the Torah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It says the first day, the second day, the third day. Why? Because when you say day one, day two, what is the reference point? It's relation to Shabbos. Kein aschir b'tzias Mitzrayim b'mnoiseinu achodesh harishon v'achodesh hasheni v'ashlishi l'geulaseinu she'en aminyan l'shana. Says the Ramban, I'll explain to you even better. Why is this on the first month? It's the beginning of the year. It's not true. Really, the year begins with Tishrei. That's all Tishrei time. What's the explanation? Rishon legeula. And Shvi means Shvi Eleha. V'zetam says the Ramban, Rishon hu lochem. She'inenu Rishon bashano. Avol hu Rishon lochem. The Ramban goes on and he says that's why when the Yidden left Bavel, they took with them the names of the months. Chazal, it's a Yerushalmi, says Shmois Chadoshim Olu Imanu MiBavel, and it's based on the idea of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Yirmiyahu prophesied and he said that when the Yidden are uskalized from Bavel, lo yiyomer oit chay Hashem ashehel es bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Kim chay Hashem ashehel v'ashehevi es bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Safoi. And that's why we needed a new reference point. So we can't say 1, 2, 3, 4 anymore to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because now there's this new avodah, and that is chay Hashem ashehel v'ashehevi es bnei Yisrael mi'eretz Safoi. And the way we do that is by remembering all the shnois of Bavel, because now this is going to be the new reference point. But either way, it's Mavur in the Ramban that counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah eseh deraisa almost. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chadashim. It goes to the core of remembering our Emunah. It's remembering the fact that the Eibush to perform Nisim and Aflois of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? When the Ramban really talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's in the end of Parashas Boy. And he says how so much what we do is about remembering the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maskeflor of Acher Bar Yaakov. So, right? Let's revisit the Kasha. might, the Malchus Yavonim Manina, which is just like a little interesting. Dumbly, it's Yis Mitzrayim Manina. Maybe this has a Shaykhis with the Ramban and Parshas Boy. Of Achidish Hazel Lochem, Roish Chadoshim, Rishon Hu Lochem, Lachotche Hashonah, Vidoik, it's Poshet. This is the Hatoma, just the extra little bit of flavor and time that we need in order to properly appreciate what exactly the Gemara's kash was. But at the end of the day, Rav Nachman says, it's not the way it works.